Well, what a mighty God we serve this morning. My God, angels do bow before him. Heaven and earth do indeed adore him. He is mighty. He's great. He's a miracle worker. He's the soon coming King and the mighty Redeemer. The lover of my soul he is. And we bless him on this morning. More grace to everybody. God bless you on this morning. How delighted I am to pray and to praise God on this morning. The Lord has given us some very great instructions, powerful instructions. What are those instructions? He told us that if we could praise him through the month of December, according to Genesis, that he gave Judah insight for the next season. The only people who are going to receive and get the revelation and the insight in this next season, hallelujah, are the praisers. And God gave us Psalm 119, 164. Everybody needs to read that. Seven times a day will I praise you. God gave us an instruction to set a timer to praise God seven times every day. To give God a praise seven times every day this week and to stay in the habit of giving God the glory. Now, what does that mean? That means that opportunity is going to come for you to complain. Opportunity is going to come for you to say, you know what? No, it's not going to happen. Opportunity is going to come for you to be upset. But the devil is a liar. The word of God declares in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. My God, Jamal said, there's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. So we're going to bless God today. And hear me by the Spirit. I've been instructed by the Holy Ghost. You know, I've been in prayer and seeking his face and calling on him, been in the word of God as he begins to give me insight for this coming year, exactly what he's about to do. You know, there are some dark days coming, some days of peril, P-E-R-I-L, some days of famine, and some days of sword. But guess what? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There are some rough days coming, but not for you. And the Spirit of God has instructed me to trust him like never before and to put our faith out there. We're going to be praying twice, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 6 p.m. That's today. That's tomorrow. That's Thursday and that's Friday. We'll be praying and praising. And I'm telling you, we're doing more praise than we are prayer because the Holy Ghost has given us an instruction to bless him and to glorify him. And remember, he loves to be praised. Think about you. Don't you like to be praised? Don't you like for somebody to affirm you and tell you how wonderful you are? Well, guess what? So does God. He loves to be praised, and he especially loves to be praised by his creation. Revelation 4 and 11 declares that for his pleasure we are and were created. Why did God make me? For his pleasure. He wants to be praised and adored by his creation. And so we're going to bless him this morning. But this is what I was going to say. I receive instruction from the Holy Ghost that every time we pray and praise God this week, every time we pray and praise God, I was challenged by the Lord. Every time we get done praising and prayer, Hobasike and Tanosh Kanai, Leblestele Onzurimi Antalakakaya, that we've been challenged by the Lord every day to sow a $20 seed after every prayer and praise. When we get done this morning, you're going to sow $20. When we get done this evening, you're going to sow $20. When we get done Wednesday morning, you're going to sow $20. This is what the Spirit of God challenged me to do. So right where you are, you need to forget everything around you. Get out of your bed, because we're going to give him the glory. Get out of your bed. We're not going to give God no lazy praise. We're going to give him a crazy praise. Get out your bed. Get on up. Walk around. Bless him. Adore him. Shabbat him. But let's begin to bless the name of God. Hallelujah this morning. Hoba shande. Elebe kondalasi. Praise is a weapon. So let's begin to bless him right where you are. Begin to open your mouth and glorify him. Begin to bless him. Begin to honor him. Father, we bless you this morning. Father, we give you the glory this morning. Father, we honor you. We exalt you. We extol you. We place no one before you. You alone are worthy. You alone are awesome. You alone are powerful. You alone are majestic. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. I will praise you, Lord, with every breath that I take. I will praise you, this promise I make. And when eternity ends and starts over again, even then I will praise you. You are El Elyon, El Shaddai, Eba Shanda, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Sitkanu, Jehovah Makadash, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shalom. Father, we bless you. I honor you today. I thank you today. I thank you for your greatness. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your majesty. I thank you for your goodness toward me. Thank you, O God. I bless you. Hallelujah. Hobasha. I shabak you. I takara you. I tahila you. I yada you. You alone are faithful. You alone are great. My God, I glorify you today. Where would I be without you? How could I live without you? How could I walk without you? Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you that the blood is running warm in my veins. Thank you that my feet touched the ground this morning. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for filling me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost burning down in my belly. Father, I appreciate you. I glorify you. I honor you today. My God, that word praise is eulogia. It means to speak well of you. So I speak well of you today. I blow you up over every situation. I honor you more than anybody and anything in my life. You are the one who made my life worth living. I praise you. You're the one who gave me a reason to worship. You're the one who gave me a reason to live. It's in you that I live. It's in you that I move. It's in you that I have my being. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your excellent greatness. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for the angels that surround me daily. Thank you that your angels have been encamped around about me. Thank you for your protection. You are the reason I wake up. You are my drug. You are my weed. You are my cocaine. You are my high. You are faithful. You are awesome. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne. You I bless. You I adore. You I honor. Oh, Messiah, I praise you, Lord. I praise you this morning. I glorify you this morning. I exalt you this morning. Be mama bala basha, yele bashata, leto bokotaya, yembe bekisa, lila lobo shanda labaya, lali andolo mosaya, likandolo shata. Ye ba sike, ye banko bo kubusi, libandi libi adololobosha, handalololobolobosha taya, ye ba si, ye ba solokosha, yendele malabasha, feki andolobosaya, oh you're faithful, oh you're awesome, oh you're powerful, oh you're great. Oh, you're wonderful. You're so wonderful to me. You are my shepherd. Oh, you're my battle axe. You are my shield. You are my buckler. You are my peace. You are my hope. You are faithful. I'm addicted to you. I can't live without you. I can't breathe without you. Without you, I'm helpless. Without you, I'm like a mind without a memory. I'm like a kitchen without a sink, a bathroom without a toilet. My God, I'm helpless without you. Without you, I'm like a ship without a sail. Without you, I could do nothing. Come on, see. Without you, my labor, see, I would fail. Without you, my life would be drifting. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, my son. Oh, Lebashanda, you're in control. You're the ruler of the universe. You rule and super rule. I feel his presence. Yay, be Shemanda Lakuma. Hina Nababo Silamanda Labasha. Oh, God, I love you. You inhabit my praise. You live in my praise. I give you the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Labashande, Yerobo Kobosi. Come on, praise it. Hallelujah. Monday, Helebosa. You're faithful. You're powerful. You are my everything. You are my winter. You are my summer. You are my spring. You are my fall. Every time I sing a love song, Lord. Every time I sing a love song, I'm singing about you. Every time I sing a worship song, I'm singing about you. It's to you. It's to you. It's to you my heart is singing. For all you've done, it goes far beyond and makes my life worth living. If the sun should tumble from the sky, hallelujah. If the river should suddenly run dry, I'll be all right because I have you. Oh, my solo shele, yele be shekele mando. Oh, I bless you. Oh, I honor you. Oh, I go bobo CK. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you for breath. I praise you for breath. I praise you for my eyes. I thank you for my tongue. I thank you for my will. Olobo sondele mandalasha, jendele kiazia lamando, ulolobo sokololobo shita, ribisiti libienkeleme, le mandolo saka. Oh, I feel God's presence. Ine ne ne ma 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 shandelebe, olobo kosaka bandiri bikianda rabashaya, ilolobo shata. Have your way in me. Indele basa. Hallelujah. Oh, Labashande. Oh, I hope you praised him. I hope you gave him the glory. I hope you gave him the honor. Hallelujah. Now, we know that prayer enforces the purpose and the plan of God for our life. We know that that's what prayer does. We know that men ought always to pray and to faint not. And I think sometimes you can praise God and not pray, or sometimes you can pray and not praise. But the Bible declares that Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And as a result of them praying and singing praises, the prison doors came open. When you put prayer and praise together, they are a dynamic duo. Hallelujah. It's like thunder and lightning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to make somebody mad. It's like grits and butter with salt and pepper. Come on here. They are a dynamic duo when you place prayer and praise together. That's the power of prayer, and that's the power of praise. Well, we blessed them this morning. You started your morning with praise. You started your morning thanking him and loving on him and adoring him. He told you to enter his gates with thanksgiving and to come into his courts with praise. You obeyed his word. Oh, by Sunday. So now guess what we know for sure? We know that we're at his gates, and we know, hallelujah, that we're in the courts. And we've been thankful unto him, and we can bless his holy name. But let's get ready to pray a prayer. And the prayer that we're going to pray today is for divine favor. Let's command favor in every area of our life. You have what you say. We are commanding favor today. We are decreeing favor. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of God is my portion all the days of my life, and I will experience uncommon favor today. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear us. Father, I thank you that you're not deaf, that your arm is not too short that you cannot save. Neither is your ear too heavy that you cannot hear. I thank you that your word declares that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, halabasa, that proceeded out of the mouth of God, every rhema. And we know that rhema is the word of God on our lips. We declare in the name of Jesus that today will be a day of favor, uncommon favor. Father, as we speak to our morning and we command our day, we declare that favor will be our portion, that favor will be our breakfast, favor will be our lunch, and favor will be our dinner. I thank you that I eat favor, I walk in favor, I drive in favor, I live in the favor of God. I declare that favor shall be my portion, and favor shall be my going down and my lying down. Father, my children have favor. My son has favor. My daughter has favor. My husband, my wife, walk in divine favor. My mother and father, walk in divine favor. Uncommon favor. Supernatural favor. I thank you that favor shall surround me like a shield, and the glory of the Lord will be my reward. I thank you for financial favor. I thank you for economical favor. I thank you for mental favor. I thank you for favor in every area of my life. May the favor of God overtake me. May the favor of God overtake me. May it surround me like a shield. I command favor with people in high places. Favor in government. Favor with politicians. Favor, oh my shala, with football players and baseball players and basketball players. Father, I thank you that when someone calls the name Brian Carn, that name will have favor. I thank you that KCC is experiencing divine favor, that when that name is heard, people will come from everywhere and try to grant unto me favor. Hey, 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 lift your voice and command favor. Command favor over your church. I declare that Bishop Lambert Gates has favor. I declare that Sister Nancy Gates has favor. His children has favor. Favor with the work of his hand. Favor with whatever they touch. Favor with wherever they go, wherever they walk. I thank you that everybody in Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville, under KCC and CCIF, every pastor, every leader, every minister is walking in divine favor. May favor be our portion today. Hey, I speak to the sun, and I command the sun to shine in my favor. I curse every attack of the enemy, every element that would try to fight me. I break your power, and I declare divine favor. Hey, hilalabobosha. Hey, menkelebe. Hey, mitalokosa. Favor with the acquisition of properties. Favor, hilalabosha, in stocks and in bonds. Favor with investments. Favor with the right people in the right places. Favor with people in high places. Father, I thank you for favor. Holoboshanda, command favor. Decree favor. Come on. Declare that the oil of favor rests upon your life. Hilalababosha. Handaloboko silema. Inalolobo shandele bekabaya. Yambibie ke selemo. Munini miandele behe kalabashati oba. Command it. Decree it. Ha! Sokobo she. Jen jay zezaba. Lila lobobo sukulemania. Inabo sheke. Inalamoko shata. Handele alibanso. Obo. Obo kosa. Obo kosi bekese. Silindili kianzolo bohutaya. Halalababa shata. Thank you for favor. In the name of Jesus. Zobo kosa ramanda. Yebe kele mandolo kosha. God has commanded us to praise him seven times a day. You've already done your first praise for the day. I told you to set a timer six more times today. According to Psalm 119, 164, set a timer. Olo mosokolo kusalalantale. Selebe flen sileme kli tororono mokosha. Branca ninimi and bele de clean tala la makasa. Set a timer. Okay? Set a timer today to praise God. To praise God. To praise God. My God, pray for the schools. I hear that. Pray for the schools today. Halabashanda. Emande be kele mandolo kosaya. Pray for the schools. Handili die selemo, muni ankala mashata, eba shaka mandolokusa, eba baba shata la labandele be, rebere di bandiri osia, pray, malabasa, pray malanti alakuya, pray for schools and universities, ilalalala basha, irabashande, ebo sokomande. Alamanda, oko tolobo shanda, emandele be sekelele ma, ilala bababanda la bokoya. I hear the Lord. Ilala babasa, alababansa kalamonde, enamamoko sa, chebe keba kabo shilama, shelamando lobo sita, he masaya, enamo sikele me, ilala babasha, pray for the hospitals. Andele be say, hey, halamasa. I saw a tragedy at Saint something. E commando locusha. Helamanda, tragedy at Saint something. E bacoso locumande. E rabansi kelebe. Hallelujah. But I want you to believe God for favor today. Command it. Favor in your business dealing, favor in contracts. All day today, praise him for favor. Give him the glory for favor. Exalt him for favor because something good is happening. Six times today, praise him. I've challenged all of you that are connected to KCC. We're fasting. We are fasting. That's right. We're fasting. That means you're denying yourself. What does that mean? Denying yourself. You're not trying to get full. You're trying to deny yourself. Amen. Come on, demons. Be free today. We are denying ourselves. We're turning our plates down. We're reaching out to the Lord. We're calling on Him. Amen. So that we can receive everything that He has for us. We're getting our antennas in place. We're pursuing God. We're going after Him this week. Amen. That's what we're doing because we're believing Him for breakthrough and for change. So we're fasting. We're going to the church. We're praying and praising God for 1 hour at the church, at the sanctuary. I've asked you, gatekeepers, and you at the church, keep the church open as long as we can so that people can come and pray and praise God. Hallelujah. I know in Charlotte we'll close at a certain time, but I would encourage some of you to make your praise time midnight because that's when Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. It was at midnight. It's the turning of a day. It's the shifting of a day. So you bless the Lord at 12 o'clock. Lobo Solomon de lebele di alabanda la kaya. Ikolo lobo shandele mentele lebe clefala la basa. Ilandolo sokora da bashande. All right. Let's give ourselves the prayer. Let's give ourselves the fasting. Let's give ourselves the praise. Let's give ourselves the giving Him the glory and giving Him the honor. All right, you got 6 more times today to get into praise, 6 more times today to thank Him, to give Him the glory, 6 more times. Set a timer. Like I say, that praise can be for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but praise God with everything that's in you and give Him the fruit of your lips. Look up the word praise. Look it up in the Hebrew. Look it up in the Greek. So you can get a good understanding of what it means. So you can make sure you're praising Him and giving Him the glory and watch the things that are going to be released. Checks are coming in the mail. Promotions are going to happen. And favor is going to be your portion. That's $PBCJR. Everybody right now, go ahead and release that $20 seed at $PBCJR. He told me at the end of every prayer and praise session to release a $20 seed. I have to release mine, hallelujah, at the end of every praise and prayer session. So you're going to $PBCJR and you're sowing a $20 seed. All right? $PBCJR, sowing that $20 C. You can give it by Cash App. All right. If you have to, you can go to the website, briancarn.org or .com. Sow that $20 C. Hallelujah. Mail it in if you need to. But I'm challenging everybody. That was an instruction from the Lord given to me in prayer that after every prayer and praise this week, everybody is sowing a $20 seed. Amen. And we know that that's no money for us because we confess daily that we are multimillionaires. And you need to make that your confession on a daily basis. Every day you need to confess and decree that that's what you are because you have what you say. So let's give ourselves the prayer and praise. Everybody is sowing a $20 seed. That's correct. $20 seed at the end of every prayer and praise. You're sowing that $20 seed. Okay? You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. We have prayer again at 6 p.m. That's right. Prayer again at 6 p.m. It's Tuesday. So, of course, we have Bible study in Charlotte. All right? But get to the church today. Get to the church just all this week. Let's call on God in prayer and praise. prayer and praise. I just want to make sure I stay with the instruction of the Holy Ghost. Prayer and praise. Psalm 119, 164. How many times a day? Seven times a day will I praise you. I dare you to praise him seven times a day and watch what God is about to do in the life of those who are obedient. I love you so much. I'll be back on here at 6 o'clock. Get your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, everybody you know. All right, go ahead and set your time for 6 p.m. this evening, 6 p.m. Eastern time now. Set your timer to get back on here and do what you do. Now, you know we're fasting and we're seeking the Lord. What does that mean? You're not eating any meat this week. You're not eating any meat. I don't know why some of you act slow, but there's no meat being eaten this week. We're not eating any meat. Again, we're not eating no pasta. We're not eating no bread. Hallelujah. But you are free to eat vegetables. You're free to eat nuts. You're free to eat fruit. Okay? Drink your waters. Hallelujah. You're free to drink water. You're free to drink juice. Okay? You're free to have a smoothie. Amen. And let me be a little nicer. If you need your cup of coffee, you can have your cup of coffee. Hallelujah. All right? But we're not eating any meat. All right? No meat. All right? It's very clear. Make sure we do that. And I told you what you can eat. No pasta, no rice, no bread. And then that's what you're eating. In anything that you are eating, our eating time is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But after 6 o'clock, nothing but water. After 6 p.m., the only thing you can have is water, no TV, no social media. All right? Let's be faithful and committed. Now, again, some of you, you know, you're just going to have an encounter with God where you ain't sitting up here, you know, praise the Lord, let me alone. But anyway, let's just pursue God, go after him in praise and prayer. And let's beat our flesh under subjection. I love you so much, and I look forward to praying with you at 6 p.m. Set your timer for 6 p.m., okay? 6 p.m., we'll be back in prayer. Go ahead and tell everybody you know. Let's get back on the prayer line or the praise line to give him the glory. You are blessed. I love you so much. More grace.